This book is titled Telomeres and Longevity, authored by Martin K. Eddington, narrated by Martin K. Eddington. The first page of this book has the following information. Telomeres and longevity. What are telomeres and why are they so important for our body's health? This book provides answers to those questions, reviews current telomere research, and discusses supplements we can take to increase the length of our telomeres. Detailed information on telomere supplements currently on the market is also provided. We make recommendations based on the currently available data. Copyright page. This book is titled Telomeres and Longevity and is copyrighted by Martin K. Eddington, 2013 in the United States, all rights reserved. Formal disclaimer. The author of this book is not a medical doctor and the ideas contained herein may conflict with orthodox mainstream medical opinion. The exercises, dietary measures, and other advice regarding health matters outlined in this book are not suitable for everyone, and under certain circumstances they could lead to injury. You should not attempt self-diagnosis, and you should not embark on any exercise program, dietary regimen, or self-treatment of any kind without qualified medical supervision. Nothing in this book should be construed as a promise of benefits or of results to be achieved, or a guarantee by the author or publisher of the safety or efficacy of its contents. The author, the publisher, its editors, and its employees disclaim any liability, loss, or risk incurred directly or indirectly as a result of the use or application of any of the contents of this book. Chapter 1, Introduction. And then we see a picture of a chromosome with telomeres on the ends, which are the end caps of the genes. In this book, we'll cover the subject of telomeres, how they affect your long-term health, and what we can do to improve our telomeres and therefore our long-term health and longevity. I've spent most of my life learning about spiritual growth and natural health, and I wrote a book on longevity and physical immortality back in 2008 titled Physical Immortality, History and How-To Guide. In the intervening 5 years, I've met many more people involved in extreme longevity and learned a lot more. This led me to develop what I call the 10 Principles of Personal Longevity. You can learn more about these principles by going to my website at personal-longevity.com. Two of these principles are the science of longevity and keeping your physical body healthy. Both of these principles involve using new therapies and supplements, which modern science and medicine and ancient herbal practices say are good for our long-term health. One of the most exciting areas of scientific study on longevity has to do with the telomeres in our chromosomes and how we can keep them long to extend our cell lives and therefore our long-term health. Chapter 2, The Increase in Life Expectancy. Life expectancy is the average number of years a human has before death. It is conventionally calculated from the time of birth, but also can be calculated from any specified age. Advances in sanitation, nutrition, and medical knowledge have made possible incredible changes in life expectancy throughout the world, providing subjects for study as well as the need to study them. In the United States, only 50% of children born in 1900 were expected to reach the age of 50. Life expectancy today is approximately 83 years of age. But note that there's a significant difference between male and female life expectancy. 82 years for men and 85 years for women. Life expectancy is lower for African Americans, 67.2 years for men and 74.7 years for women. This is from Hoyer, Kochanek, and Murphy, 1999. Life expectancy has increased dramatically in the 20th century. These changes are the result of a combination of factors, including nutrition, public health, and medicine only marginally. The most important single factor is the increase in the reduction of death in infancy. The greatest improvements have been in the richest parts of the world. Life expectancy at birth in the United States in 1900 was 47 years. Life expectancy in India at the mid-century was around 32. By 2000, it had risen to 64 years. According to the 2006 World Health Organization report, due to HIV/AIDS and other health-related issues, today's life expectancy in poorer nations is almost half that of the industrialized richer nations. You'll be able to see in the table below that for most human history, life expectancy was only 20 to 30 years old, what we would now consider young adulthood. It was only in the early 20th century that the average length of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?